Welcome again to you all. Welcome to this retelling of a love story. The love story between God and us. It's a love story that we perhaps don't realize is a love story. But that's definitely what this Christmas season is about. If I may be distracted, it's easily done, me being distracted. But if I may be, the two people that know me best in this room both laughed far too loud then. The most famous verse in the Bible is probably one you know, you may have seen it at football games, held up every time there's a field goal scored. John chapter 3, verse 16. The characters who do that, by the way, are known as Banner Man. But it goes like this, and you will have heard this before. God so loved the world that God gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have life eternal. Now, I could do a whole long talk, lots of talks on that one verse, but I only want to say a couple of things. One is that this bit that says whoever believes in him doesn't quite mean what we might think it might mean. In the original language of our scriptures, in a language that's called Koine Greek, there's a different way of thinking to the way that we in the West 20 centuries think. Firstly, the word believe means to hold something close to you, to find something precious, to find something that's trustworthy, to be life to it, in the old English. And also that little word in could mean from, it could mean about, it could mean of, or a whole load of other things. It's one of those funny little connectors that pops up in some languages that aren't English. So it's not inconceivable. This phrase could have lots of different meanings. Whoever holds things dear from him, or about him, or whoever trusts what he trusts, or has trust that comes from him, or so much more. You probably get the idea. I could be even more convoluted, but I'm going to try and stop now. But we in our Western mindset have narrowed it down to mean that if we don't have certain beliefs about Jesus or believe in Jesus, whatever that might mean to us, then somehow we are out. But this may or may not be what the original writers meant. And all of which is a complicated way of saying, don't take that to mean what you might have been told before. We don't completely know, and one of the points of the mystery of this incarnation, this Christmas time, is that we continue to wrestle with what this means. But there is, and this is my point, there is a point of that verse, John chapter 3, verse 16, which is not complicated and only has one interpretation, and it's the beginning. God so loved the world. I could let you know the original Greek because I looked it up. I don't know it off by heart or anything. But that's even more unnecessarily complicated. But it's very clear. The kind of love that God has for the world, there are various words for love in Greek, is called agape. Unconditional love. Inclusive love. Unlimited love. It's the love that we often call in the church grace. It's the kind of love we all long for. The love that knows us completely, that knows all of our faults and failings, all of our gifts and talents, all of our quirks and our delights, and loves us completely, not despite, but because of them. Now, you may be asking by this point, why are we starting with a verse we haven't even heard in our readings for today? It's because this story that we did hear today, the origin story of Jesus, who we call Christ, can only be understood if we get that it's all about love. Or as the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, Bishop Michael Curry, once said, if it's not about love, it's not about God. We get caught up so often in the familiarity of the Christmas story, or the wonder of the Christmas story, or rather what is actually a mashup of two or three different Christmas stories from the Gospel of Matthew and Luke and a bit of St. John's Gospel, that we forget the heart that is this one thing, God showing how much we are loved. Don't get me wrong, I love the story and retelling the story and hearing it anew every year. I love the beauty of our Christmas story, the deep and complex meanings behind all the parts of it. I love that it reminds us of the poor couple. A poor couple could be the ones who carry, nurture, and care for God. God in human form. I love that it includes those who were outsiders in society. Not just Mary and Joseph, but the shepherds who were not considered quite right to be invited to polite society. And the Magi, foreigners, invited to pay homage to the work of God. I love that animals are included in that first manger scene, a reminder that God draws all of creation to God's self. And I love the mystical and the poetic images that we have within this story. Angels filling the sky with song, God speaking in dreams, the thwarting of a powerful king, and God working in the lives of ordinary people in extraordinary ways. But all of this mythic, mystical, poetic story and all of its complexities should not distract us from what is at the heart. That God's love is so uncontainable. God's desire to reach out to us is so powerful. God's deep longing for relationship to creation is so strong that God becomes a part of it all. A part of creation, a part of humanity. Christmas reminds us that God loves us so very much. The last part of my thought for this evening is that I started, and this is a confession because I'm always telling people how they need to stick with Advent for as long as they can and only do Christmas from now. I started Christmas last night because I watched the Muppet Christmas Carol. It's definitely one of my favorite movies. It's my favorite Christmas movie, I'll be honest. And if I don't see it at least once during this festive season, something doesn't seem quite right. Oh, that and church. Sorry, forgot the church bit. But why am I telling you this? It's because at the heart of the Christmas Carol story, and it's made very clear in the version done by those wonderful Muppets, it's a story that says Christmas is about love, about the connections that we make, about the way that we show compassion to one another, about those times we see love in our lives. Or in the words of the Ghost of Christmas Past, it's in the singing of a street corner chorus, it's coming home and getting warm by the fire. Wherever there is love, it feels like Christmas. I've been dying to sing that. Thank you. Wherever there is love, it feels like Christmas. Actually, wherever it's Christmas, it should feel like love. Not a bad thought to carry with us. Not just tonight, not just through this holiday season, but every day. As we remember God with us. God loving us always, at all times. If you don't remember anything from me tonight, if you can scrub the image of me singing from your memory, at least remember the wisdom of the Muppets. May your Christmas be full of love and warmth in these cold days. And may you once again, hearing the stories of shepherds, angels, magi, Mary and Joseph, and the Christ child born in a stable, be struck by the wonder of a God who in love became one of us, to share a message of love and grace with us, that we might ourselves grow in love and change the world with that love. Thanks be to God. Amen.